Okay. Hello, everybody. My name is Jan Stratton. I am owner of Core Health Products. We host these kind of calls every other Tuesday night for anybody and everybody that wants to log on and hear what we have to share. We are an enzyme-based nutritional supplementation company that really spans across any and every area that is important to improving or enhancing the quality of life for millions of people, which is our mission statement here at Core Health Products. And having that open mind has allowed us to branch even into areas of alkaline water. I know many of you on this call tonight and many of the Tuesday nights that we do these calls know and are familiar with a company called Enagic, sells Congdon water, a water processor, a technology that's phenomenal, and it's also given us the opportunity to talk about everything from vitamins to minerals and things that are more in the mainstream nutrition, but we also like to bring in other experts. We've had experts on air quality and ways to improve the quality of indoor air. We've had sleep experts that talk about specific sleep mattresses and so on and so forth. We've had cancer experts. Folks, these calls that we do every other Tuesday night are specifically geared to help us move that mission forward. It's not all about Core Health products only. It's about a mission. It's about a goal. It's about a set of philosophies that help people find that niche, if you will, in their lives that allows them to more fully enjoy health and energy and vitality. That's what our goal is here at Core Health Products. As the owner of Core Health Products, I tend to lead these calls every other Tuesday night. And each Tuesday night that we do these calls, we have a topic. Tonight's topic is mainly about vitamin D, which we'll get into in just a minute. I did want to we often do. Our 2 weeks ago call was on vitamin B, and there were so many different things that we were able to share. And it just in 14 days, the numbers of calls or emails or texts or tweets that we got about information on the vitamin Bs that people just simply didn't know. Probably one of the key words that I would share is that vitamin B is one of the most important coenzymes. Now, some people may say, well, wait a minute, it's a coenzyme. I thought you said it's a vitamin. Vitamin B, there are multiple vitamin Bs, and many of them work as a coenzyme, meaning that without those specific B vitamins, there are multiple functions within the digestive processes that would not take place. Vitamin B is very important for instance, vitamin B1 and B3 are vitally important, which is thiamine and niacin. They're very, very important for fat digestion. And B1 and B6, for instance, B6 is very important for the digestion of carbohydrates. The point that I'm making in review is that whether we're talking about vitamin B, vitamin A, minerals such as calcium or magnesium, whether we're talking about vitamin D like we will in this call, the most important thing that I can convey to each and every one of you is that the synergistic approach, the synergism between each and every vitamin and mineral, factor and cofactor, is probably more important than the main nutrient itself. When you look at the process that goes on for the digestion or utilization of nutrients, almost every single stage of digestion or nutrient utilization requires a different subset of vitamins and minerals, coenzymes, and main enzymes. And B vitamins are, as we talked about 2 weeks ago, they play an important role there, but they are no more important than vitamin D in regards to those being coenzymes and cofactors. Now, they might provide different different values. Vitamin B is going to give you more energy, an energy boost, and carbohydrate digestion so that you get higher amounts of energy in shorter periods of time. Vitamin D, which we want to talk about tonight, is a little bit different. You're not necessarily going to get a boost in energy by boosting your vitamin D. However, vitamin D, which really was once only discussed when we saw diseases or we're talking about diseases such as rickets or osteoporosis or osteopenia or whatever that the case may be, but just within the last decade or so, we're seeing that vitamin D is so much larger and touches so many more aspects of general health than ever thought of beforehand. It's way beyond and more than just looking at it from vitamin D is important to work with calcium to strengthen our bones. In fact, recently there was a paper published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, which is the cream of the crop in regards to published journals. It identified vitamin D as really a potential contributor to good health in almost every aspect, from the immune system to the secretion and regulation of insulin by the pancreas. It had a very close correlation and relationship with the pancreas's ability or inability to produce enzymes, which, as all of you know, is really the passion of Core Health products. Everything that we do is enzyme-based. We know that nothing can take place without the presence of enzymes. And ironically, vitamin D, which you would never hardly see a correlation between vitamin D and enzyme production, as it all turns out, there's a very close relationship there. And I'll touch on that just a little bit. Vitamin D also has a close relationship with blood pressure and how the heart functions and circulatory processes and muscular strength, brain activity, cancer. Folks, I could go on and on and on and on. Bottom line is, as I was preparing for the call tonight, I looked at this mountain of research articles that has proven and shown vitamin D important for this and important for that, and helps with, as I said, blood pressure, helps with the pancreas or this organ or that organ. But I thought, as I sat back, the most important thing that I can share in this short period of time about vitamin D is its extremely close relationship to to our gut, to the probiotic count, and in turn, and possibly most importantly for many of you on this call tonight, is the pH of our body. The balancing of the pH. As many of us know, and for those of you on this call that are not aware of the importance of alkaline water, we have that topic on a lot as well, but it's very important from a health perspective to make sure that our body has proper pH balance. We don't want it to be acidic. We want it to be alkaline in the tissue sites, not in every situation in every case, but by and large, we want it to be alkaline. Folks, I will show you tonight how vitamin D has an extremely, extremely close relationship to the balancing or the imbalancing of the pH within our body. And really to start down that road, let me share with you the primary role of vitamin D. Okay, often people think, well, the vitamin D, it works with calcium, so obviously it's very important for the bones. In reality, its most important role is to control the levels of calcium found in the bloodstream, not so much the bones. Yes, it plays an important role in that as well, but it's more so in the bloodstream. That's its primary role. And how and why? When you realize that the pH of the blood is extremely, extremely sensitive, it needs to be right around 7.365, okay? And it can alter a little bit up and a little bit down, but if it gets outside of that 7.36, 7.37, somewhere right in there, we're talking about the difference of life and death. And vitamin D's role in that is crucial. And how that is, it's constantly adding calcium to, or really taking calcium from the bones to make sure that we provide that in the bloodstream. Calcium is one of, if not the most alkalizing minerals that there is within the body. Okay, so the body vitamin D is fat soluble. Okay, and what that means, vitamins A, D, E, and K, those are all fat soluble vitamins. That means that those vitamins can be stored to some degree. Okay, and they can sit in there, and they're in the body, and now all of a sudden the body sees, uh-oh, the blood is starting to get a little bit too much acidic, and we can't let it get very much acidic, or we literally could die. So vitamin D is what is kicked into place to convert the calcium in the bones into a form of calcium that the blood can recognize and neutralize back down to 7.365 or very close in that range. Same thing the opposite way is now all of a sudden, look, the body is getting a little bit too alkaline. Vitamin D is responsible for the conversion of phosphorus, which is another very important mineral in balancing that. Calcium, phosphorus, and other electrolytes, almost all of those electrolytes are directed by vitamin D. Vitamin D is the primary, the key of the hill, if you will, in making sure that, oh, okay, calcium, we can turn it into bones, or we need to convert some of that calcium from the bone into a form that can neutralize in the bloodstream. Now, let me tie that together with what's probably most important to each of you listening on this call, because as we know, many of you on the call already know, and for those of you that don't, one of the biggest challenges that we're seeing in America today is increased acidity. And much of that increased acidity is coming from the liquids that we drink, the waters that we drink. The bottled waters are acidic. And much of this I didn't know before I was introduced to Enagic. The carbonated drinks, carbonic acid that we consume, anything that's carbonated, sugary drinks. Many of the drinks that are touted as fruit drinks are so high in sugar that is acidic that we're causing these high acid scenarios. Well, let's look at a kind of an animated way of looking at what goes on and how vitamin D plays this role. I explained to you how vitamin D plays the role for the conversion of calcium into bones, and then the reconversion, if you will, of the bone calcium has to reconvert it into a different form back into the bloodstream to make sure that pH is exactly right. Let's look at it now more on a broad scale. And the reason I want to do this is because vitamin D, folks, its ability to function is by and large responsible, affected by the presence or lack of probiotics. Probiotics and vitamin D have this symbiotic relationship that one cannot exist without the other. Vitamin D requires probiotics to allow absorption of calcium. Probiotics, on the other hand, require the presence of vitamin D to convert much of the calcium being consumed into a form that can be absorbed. There's direct study, direct research, I've got many of them sitting right here on my desk, that show as probiotics are affected and go down, vitamin D count also goes down, which in turn limits your calcium absorption and utilization. So you wonder why, or it's no wonder, why so many of these companies that are trying to provide the antacids are enriching it with calcium. My first thought was, well, because calcium is an alkaline mineral, and that's why they're doing it. Not so much so. As we look at it from a different perspective, many of them are doing it because they need that to support the vitamin D conversion of probiotics. Those probiotics and vitamin D go hand in hand. So here's what I wanted to share with you. When we consume calcium, and there's various different ways of getting that calcium, whether it be through supplementation, whether it be through foods, whether it be through other forms that we're going to talk about, such as sunlight, that calcium must be converted into a form that the body recognizes, whether it's going to go to the bones or whether it's going to be utilized as a neutralizing mineral for the high acidity that we consume. So in comes the calcium. That vitamin D, looks at it, and it is the chief gatekeeper. As calcium is consumed, that vitamin D, looks at it, says, okay, now, do I need that to neutralize this acidity, or is this person that I'm in charge of, is he or she consuming enough alkaline water and things that I can convert that calcium into bones? So it sits there, in comes the calcium, and folks, if you are acidic, much, if not most, of that calcium is going to be utilized to neutralize the acidity from that 80% water that you were made of. If you are consistently drinking acidic bottled water, consistently drinking carbonated drinks and sugary drinks, which not only is acidic, but damage the probiotics, which weakens the D content. In that scenario, those and that calcium is utilized more for neutralization, and that's why I believe we're getting so many people in America that report, even by increasing my calcium intake, we're not seeing a massive increase in my bone density. It's because much of that calcium is being converted and utilized as a neutralizing or an alkaline mineral rather than bone. And all of that is completely decided by vitamin D, believe it or not. It is the king of kings. On the other hand, if we're drinking and consuming alkaline nutrients, we're eating an alkaline diet as best we can, we're consuming alkaline Kangen water the best that we can, in comes that calcium, whether it be from dairy products, whether it be from green leafy, whatever that calcium is coming in from, now that vitamin D is able to say, great, I can convert that calcium into a form that the body recognizes, which is called calcitriol. Okay, that calcitriol is what the body says, oh, now I can absorb that through the probiotic, through the gut, and utilize it for bone growth. With a deficiency of vitamin D, folks, that calcium cannot be converted to the very important calcitriol and cannot assist in bone growth. I don't think that we have yet realized the value, the importance of vitamin D in that conversion of the calcium. And I believe that we are depleting that vitamin D because it is being used up in conversion of calcium from the bones to neutralize the acid we're consuming. And that's why we're seeing more and more and more and more doctors and people saying, oh, you got to increase your vitamin D levels. Do not fall into that trap of saying, okay, well, I'm just going to go get a vitamin D product and increase it. If you are not going to also address your alkalinity, your alkaline consumption, if you're not going to address the liquids, the high acidic consumption from the liquids that you are drinking, increasing your calcium intake, or your vitamin D3 intake is not going to be as beneficial as it could. And that's why at Core Health Products, our main goal is to provide the maintenance amounts of your D's and your B's and your A's and your calciums and your magnesiums and all of the irons and all of the everything else that you need. We don't want to be your go-to source for vitamins and minerals and everything else. That should be the foods that you are consuming and the lifestyle that you live. We are providing the maintenance amount of these nutrients that is, more importantly, synergistically formulated to work with all of the other B's and D's and so on. vitamin D cannot function without calcium and phosphorus, just to name a few. Calcium and phosphorus cannot be converted from calcium into that form for the bones without vitamin D3. Vitamin D3 cannot exist, cannot be activated without proper probiotic or gut health, probiotic health. See, I guess the point that I'm trying to make is I believe that our health care programs are not going to take care of us, folks. And I'm not going away from our discussion here. I'm making this point that we have got to take our own health care in our own hands. And that can only be done properly by going back to the basic principles of nature. The core principles that nature provides us never gives us just a vitamin or just a mineral all by itself. You do not find iron all by itself in nature. You do not find vitamin D all by itself in nature. In every single case, whatever you're going to get, whatever's rich in vitamin D or vitamin B or vitamin A also has a plethora of other vitamins and other minerals and other factors and cofactors that are required for that and those nutrients to be utilized. Vitamin D is no different. I am going to be the strongest advocate. You're going to hear more and more and more from me from the stage and on video and on radio and TV and anywhere else that we can get, teaching against individual vitamin consumption. I do not believe anybody should be taking vitamin D all by itself or vitamin B all by itself or vitamin A or mineral this or iron or calcium or anything else. Because if there's an imbalance internally, that and those minerals and vitamins cannot be utilized. In fact, I believe that it can and may in many cases cause more deficiencies and depletions in other areas of the body. If you are one like I am and like all of us at CoreHealth Products that believes that our health care program that is offered to us governmentally or any other way is not going to take care of you the way that you should, then I believe that whole food diets and whole food supplementation is your best insurance you could possibly provide for yourself. That's the best use of your money for health insurance is to go, and whether that's my company or another company, we've got to help people realize we better take control of our own health by going back to the core principles of nature, and I believe that Core Health Products follows those principles, those core laws of nature as closely as possibly as we possibly can, and I think that it hit me even more so the last few days as we prepared for this call that vitamin D always being tied to calcium is another misleading undereducation of the broad value of vitamin D and how many other factors are responsible and required for vitamin D to do its job, as important as it is. So I guess the point, and I may not be making this point as well as I could, but I hope that you can feel and understand through the passion of what I'm saying that there will never be anything created better than what God has created for us. And if you believe that we need to get back to those core basics of what God and nature has provided for us, find a company that every single product is formulated to synergistically work with the other products in its line, and that every single product, like in ours, we have a meds delivery system. That acronym you see on every one of our products is a maximum enzyme delivery system. We have cross-referenced every single two ingredients in that product to find what vitamins. Does vitamin D need to be in here? And if so, for what? Does this vitamin or that mineral or this enzyme need to be in here to allow each and every that nutrient to work synergistically together? I don't believe that you will ever find another company that is more synergistically formulated, holistically formulated than what we have. And that's not to say there aren't other good companies out there. That is our passion and our goal. And so much of it goes back to the pH of our body. The lack of proper pH and proper balance of that pH first and foremost affects our GI tract and the gut, and everything starts in the gut, including vitamin D that we're talking about tonight. So having said that, and again, I hope that you understand the passion by which I'm sharing this. I got completely off of the exact point I wanted to point out, but I hope that this helps you understand the importance of holistic formulation. I also think it's important for everybody to understand that as you look at, say, the Core Health Pack, someone may say, well, you know, the new research that's come out shows that vitamin D, we should be taking double what is in the Core Health Pack. Or one doctor may say three times or four times or five times more than what is in the Core Health Pack. Folks, it's not my responsibility, nor is it our goal, to provide you with all of your required vitamins and minerals and everything else. It's our goal to educate people on the importance of proper diet and proper nutrition, and then supply you with adequate amounts of absorbable and usable vitamins and minerals in their whole food, synergistically formulated, amino acid chelated form. That's what our goal is. So when I get someone that says, well, you don't have enough of this in there, my response to that is, no, you're not eating enough of the right foods to get that balanced amount of such and such, and then we supply the additional or needed amounts on top of that. So with that, I think it's important that we always share with you, okay, if I need increased vitamin D, and we see that vitamin D is used everywhere in the body, and we also see that vitamin D is depleted by high acidity, then how do we increase the intake from the foods that we eat and some of the other natural activities that we can do? And to do that, tonight I've asked Liz Bailey, who many of you know and have spoken with. As I've said before, she does all of our technical writing. She does all of our blogs. She's in charge of field communication, so our emails and all of those are always reviewed by her. I'm truly impressed with her knowledge and her commitment and dedication to understanding the principles that we're trying to share and teach here at Core Health Products. And I've asked her just to take a few minutes and talk a little bit about how are some of the other ways we can increase our D count within our bodies to effectively work with that calcium, work with the phosphorus, work symbiotically with the pro and the prebiotic. So, Liz, if you would take a few minutes and share that information with us, I'd sure appreciate it.
Absolutely. Can you hear me okay, Sam?
Hear you great.
Perfect. Well, what I would like to share tonight is how to boost vitamin D naturally, and the best way is through sunshine. Vitamin D from sensible sun exposure actually appears essential in, as Sam mentioned, preventing many different diseases and even about 16 different types of cancer, which actually include melanoma. I'm sure most of you were led to believe that being out in the sun caused cancer, but as we know, there are many other contributing factors to the rise in cancer today. Did you happen to know that 90% of melanoma surgeries end up not being melanoma at all and are actually quite unnecessary? Studies have showed recently that avoiding the sun actually increases your risk of dying from cancer. So it's pretty surprising that it's completely opposite of what we've been told through the mainstream media. Sunshine is so important to your overall health that we're finding the connection between the strength of your immune system and the month you were born. This is actually called the birth month effect, and it's quite interesting to research. If you are born in the spring months, you are statistically more vulnerable to developing autoimmune diseases, such as MS, than if you were born in the fall. And that is due to how much sunshine your mother actually received while carrying you. So I found that to be very, very interesting. As Shan mentioned, the sun not only allows for vitamin D production, but it helps in building the immune system, and that is why so much research is coming out today showing that it is actually more beneficial to boost vitamin D through supplemental forms, through sunshine, through lots of other factors that we'll talk about, than actually getting the flu shot to prevent the colds and flus during that season. So for sunshine, for optimal vitamin D production, the general guideline to follow is about 10 to 15 minutes per day, and that's with at least 40% of your skin exposed. Now, that would be for sort of a medium-toned skin. Now, if someone's darker, they would need to be out in the sun for a little bit longer to equate the optimal level. Now, that would be without sunscreen on. And I know a lot of you are probably going to be, what? She said no sunscreen. Well, believe it or not, the typical sunscreens that are sold today on the shelves, Banana Boat, pretty much all of those, 75% today contain potentially harmful ingredients. And also, they block a lot of the UVB rays. The UVB rays is the actual beneficial part to the sun, and that's what allows for vitamin D production through the cholesterol throughout the body. The UVA rays is the damaging rays that's responsible for that photoaging of your skin. So when you're looking at sunscreen, I know a lot of people feel naked without it and feel it's vitally important. And if you're very, very light-skinned, you want to look for as natural of a product as possible. Really, anything that you put on your skin, once it becomes absorbed in the skin, it only takes 20 seconds until it enters your bloodstream. So a good rule of thumb is if you can't pronounce it or you can't eat it, then don't apply it to your skin because it's going to be in your body pretty much right away. Now, that actually brings me to just touching on internal sunscreens. And this is something quite interesting when you research it. Antioxidants are known natural sunburn fighters, if you want to call them that. And one of the highest antioxidants is astaxanthin. And if a lot of you are avid listeners to our calls, that should spark something in your ears, say, hey, I've heard that before. It is the most potent antioxidant, and it's been found to offer effective protection against the sun damage when it's taken daily. Now, astaxanthin is a part of our krill oil. It's actually what gives the crustacean, the krill themselves, their red color. It's a carotenoid. Now, that astaxanthin is an absolutely amazing free radical fighter. It's a very unique antioxidant because it combats many different parts and types of free radicals simultaneously. Unlike other antioxidants, where it can only handle one free radical at a time. So it's very, very potent, and it's naturally found in krill oil in our core EFAs. Now, there's also ways that you can sort of eat your sunscreen. Plants, very similar to the krill themselves, use color as their own built-in protective sunscreen. And the more colorful the fruit or vegetable, the more antioxidant protection they offer. So when we look at the different rays, you have tomatoes, watermelon, guava, and pink grapefruit, all alkalizing, by the way, are good sources of lycopene. And especially when tomatoes are cooked to the paste, a tomato paste, that's been documented to actually contain higher levels of lycopene, so more antioxidants in the tomato paste. And for the edible sunscreen, another interesting note is parsley. And parsley is a concentrated source of vitamin A, so it nourishes your skin, along with being an effective antioxidant full of polyphenols, which naturally helps prevent skin from damage and from excessive sunburn from the exposure. So other sources also of polyphenols would be apples, pears, grapes, and berries. So pretty much it's very, it's no wonder how God created everything, that all of these fruits in particular are so in season during the summer, and that is our natural way to protect ourselves from damaging rays, but still receiving the natural benefits of vitamin D. Now, lastly, and I know everybody is going to be happy to hear about the last internal sunscreen that we can take on a daily basis to help protect us is actually dark chocolate. Studies have confirmed that it not only protects your skin from the sun, but it also beautifies it. And now I'm not talking about those Hershey bars, but instead the unsweetened dark chocolate, even if you can find the raw cacao, is the absolute best. Another great way to fill in those gaps, I know everybody's going to be eating more watermelon and more berries and all of those good fruits and even vegetables, the Core Health Pack contains many, many of the different antioxidants in our whole fruit and vegetable blend, which actually boosts a value of over 6,000 HORA, which is the measurement of antioxidants. So it's a great way to ensure, especially even in the winter months, where you're still exposed to the sun in the winter months, but it's great to ensure that you're filling in those gaps, because it's always difficult to get everything that you need on a daily basis. So it's a great way to add to, as Shan mentioned, your already healthy diet of fresh organic fruits and vegetables. Now, my personal favorite, along with eating grapes, is unrefined extra virgin coconut oil. Now, I personally use coconut oil as a sunscreen. It actually protects the body from sunburn and also skin cancer without blocking the beneficial UV radiation. Now, it doesn't block out those rays, but it prevents the free radical reaction, which is, you know, the free radical reaction is what can cause the sunburn and the overexposure to the sun. Now, if any of you know me, you know I'm pretty fair-skinned, and I mainly just freckle, usually, or burn when it comes to the sun. In fact, in the summer months, I usually don't look tan until all my freckles merge together into one. But now that I've been using the coconut oil and watching how much time I do spend in the sun, I actually have received a better tan than I ever gotten, and I do not burn. So it's pretty amazing how it works. It's also a great moisturizer, so it's perfect for the skin. And I know it's done wonders for me, along with taking my Core Health Pack and my Core EFAs daily as that natural internal sunscreen. So you have a few tidbits, a few things to add to what you're consuming this summer so that you can boost your vitamin D naturally and look great.
Well, thank you, Liz. I appreciate that. And as everybody can tell, she definitely knows what she's talking about and spends a lot of time in trying to make sure to get good information to share with everybody. I would like to supplement real quickly what she's talking about with when I started looking into earlier today, really, the top foods that were most rich in vitamin D. My first thought was, and I've been in this industry for 20 years, my first thought was, okay, probably the dairy products that we always hear about. We know that they have some good vitamin D in there and some of the green leafy vegetables and things like that. But when I really broke it down and looked at every single point, the top four foods most high in vitamin D are all four from the fish category. All four. And when you actually break that out even more so into the individual fish, they take up 10 of the top 12 most and easiest way to get vitamin D into our diet. So an increase in our fish. So then I got to looking at and said, okay, well, if that's the case, then how does that tie together with a krill oil? Because as you all know, we promote and teach krill oil over the fish oils for many different reasons, and I wanted to find out what the correlation was or the equivalency was in the vitamin D. And as I got to looking into it, krill oil actually has the third largest D content of any and all foods, not to mention the astaxanthin that Liz was talking about, which is 48 times more potent than your fish oil antioxidants. So that's why we have taught and we continue to teach emphatically that the Core Health Pack is the most complete of a synergistic formula of all your vitamins, all your minerals, all your antioxidants, probiotics, prebiotics, enzymes, and digestive herbs, all in that Core Health Pack together with the krill oil. That is our number one top pack that we share, that we sell. It is the Core Health Pack and the krill oil. That together with watching your intake of alkaline water from Kongen, from Enactive, drinking the Kongen water, I firmly believe, obviously we don't have studies that prove or confirm this, but I firmly believe that system right there, the Core Health Pack, the krill oil, and changing your daily consumption of water to alkaline Kongen water is by far the most effective insurance policy, health insurance policy you can get. I just believe that. I've seen it with myself, with my family. I can't remember the last time any member of my family has gotten sick, and that's extended family as well. Professional athletes that I work with, professional teams. I've got teams folks that swear that their number of sick days with individual athletes has gone down dramatically by changing their water and incorporating a synergistic formula of the vitamins, the minerals, and everything that works together synergistically, which is by far the key. Nutrient utilization is more important than just nutrient consumption. And so I hope that each of you on this call, I don't have the numbers in front of me. I know we only had 200 lines available tonight. I'm hoping they're completely full. I know we're probably somewhere close. But each and every one of you on this call, I would invite you to share these calls and these philosophies with others if it rings true to you. And again, whether it's our product or someone else's, if you follow the principles that we teach of whole food synergistic formulations that cross-reference all the ingredients to make sure that every factor and cofactor is there to work together, and then you provide an environment of alkalinity to allow them to really be absorbed and utilized within the body, I believe that you and your family will find more health and health improvements, more energy, more vitality, more metabolism, and all those things than almost any other program out there in the marketplace today. And I absolutely believe that. So with that, I want to thank Liz for taking the time to share that information. I want to share with you all a special that we're offering. It's only going to be until midnight tonight. And we'll make it midnight on the West Coast, so I guess it's 3, we'll make it till 3 a.m. Pacific, or I'm sorry, Eastern Time. And I'm going to share that with you in a minute. Before I do that, though, a couple of announcements. In regards, first of all, to the upcoming event. Folks, there's an event at the end of this month, July 26th, 27th, and 28th in Orlando, Florida, that it's a Super Saturday event. On Friday, I'm doing a complete education on whole food nutrients, supplementation, and alkaline water, how all of them tie together, a full-blown PowerPoint presentation. That PowerPoint presentation will be available for people to buy there as well. But that is in Orlando. You can find more information about that on our website at corehealthproducts.com. You can find more information on our Facebook page. But that event is extremely unique. It's probably one of the biggest events of the year There will be well over 1,200, 1,300, 1,400 people at this event. And Stan Essexson, who owns 6atools.com, he's the one that's hosting that event, and he let me know earlier today that they are actually extending one of their offers, which is to, if you buy one ticket, you get the second one half price, and that's going to be through July 4th. And then in addition to that, what I want to announce is that if anybody is near the Charlotte area, Charlotte, North Carolina, they're actually chartering some buses to go down Thursday night from Charlotte to Orlando, returning back late Sunday night, but for only $75. And as if any of you have ever been to these events, you know $75 is that's going to be less than 3 days of parking your car at the hotel. So for $75, and with that, you're going to get a $50 gift certificate from 6atools. Stan Essexson has done a fantastic job in putting this event together and specials and trying to find all different kinds of ways to allow people to make it to this event. There will be many doctors there and athletes and all kinds of different people. So if you're interested and want to learn more about that event, you can go directly to globaltraining2013.com. Again, that's globaltraining2013.com. You can buy your tickets there. You can get more information. You can always call our hotline, our 800 number, 800-342-4792, or our website. You can email us at info@corehealthproducts.com. That's going to be a great event. I would love to see any and everybody there on that Friday morning from 9 till 12. I'll be doing a full-blown training on how Congdon Water works together, Alkaline Water works together with Core Health products and other supplementation. Then after that, we've got in August, we're doing a tour with in Alaska. We're doing two events there on the 14th and also on, I think it's the 17th, one in Soldotna, one in Anchorage. That one's going to be a great event. More information on that event as well. Dr. Patrick Vickers from the Gerson Therapy, he and I will be doing a speaking tour in Alaska. September, we have Seattle, Washington, Tulsa, Oklahoma in November, Charleston, South Carolina in November. We've just got all kinds of events lined up. Please make sure that you go to our Facebook pages and like us on there so that you can stay updated on all the events. We probably be coming to an event and doing the event somewhere in your area. Plus, we just love hearing from everybody and getting feedback on our calls and our blogs and web pages and everything else. So with that, we'll close this call out with a special. And guys, I want to reiterate this special is something that, with or without the special discount, the Core Health Pack and the krill oil is something that every single person should be taking every day. Every family member, every individual, and I know that may sound like a sales pitch, like I'm trying to sell more product. I honestly, whether you're buying it from us or someone else, the ingredients and that formulation, if you can find it somewhere else for less expensive, then that's fine. But the ingredients, that holistic approach to nutrient utilization with the Core Health Pack and the krill oil for the super high antioxidation and the vitamin D and all the other contents that krill oil offers, that is and should be your go-to pack. So what we're doing with the offer tonight is the typical Core Health Pack and krill oil, the total on that is usually $85. We're going to make that tonight $75 plus free shipping. So as long as you put in the cart at corehealthproducts.com, you put in the cart at least one Core Health Pack and at least one krill oil, you're going to get that package set for $75, and your shipping is going to be free. If you add other stuff in there, that's fine. You still get free shipping. You still get the discount. You can add digestive health or heart health or joint health or anything else in there. But we want to make sure that package is available. for any of you that that may be saying, you know what, I want my whole family on that packet, they should all be doing it, feel free to give us a call on an 800 number, and we can put together a family package for you as well, as far as pricing and everything else. Again, our number is 800-342-4792, or maybe even easier to email us at info@corehealthproducts.com. The code that you need to use as you're going through the ordering process, in the coupon code section, it will, when you get to that section, you simply type in July 4. The special we wanted to do for the 4th of July, so you type in J-U-L-Y with the number 4 on there, and you will get that discounted price for the Core Health Pack and the Krill Oil as a set package, and free shipping then on anything and everything else you order. It's only available until midnight tonight, or 3 o'clock Eastern Time, I guess I should say, tonight. I hope that this call was beneficial for everybody. I know we went over, but I hope you all feel the passion that we have here at Core Health Products about sharing the principles that are important, whether you find it through us or somewhere else. Folks, thank you all so much. We appreciate your support and your continued feedback and emails and everything else. Hope you all have a great night. We'll talk with you soon. We'll see you at an event. God bless and goodbye.